show. My guest today, CEO Mark Begert of Fabulingua. Mark, how are you? You know what? It just seems like we're getting great news every time you come on live. Maybe you need to keep coming on live with just the company's growth trajectory. It's exciting. Every time I mention the product to my education colleagues, their eyes light up and they say, really? Especially for early childhood. Yeah. Because having to teach Spanish as a gaming application at young early childhood is unheard of. And people, the feedback is tremendous. You keep getting great feedback from teachers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Neil. It's great to be here. Yes, absolutely. It's been an exciting 3 weeks. I mean, we went live with the teacher dashboard, sort of a public release. We'd had some teachers testing it, getting some great feedback. And since we went live about 3 weeks ago, literally we have over 170 teachers on the platform. Each of these teachers have around 50 students. So we're looking at more than sort of 8,000 students already that will have access to Fabulingua. The teachers and the teacher accounts that have been created come from all over the country and the world. So, I mean, every state is represented, including Alaska. And we've got Canada, UK, Australia, even an international school in Kingston, Jamaica. So really cool. Small, private schools, Montessori schools. Wow. Where maybe we have 5 students per account. We have about 65% of the new accounts come from public schools, as large as we've had sort of 500 students profiles created by a school that's basically putting a lot of their elementary school students in there. And then, you know, we get charter schools and even language programs. Language businesses are using Fabulingua's free teacher dashboard. So really exciting breadth and depth of sort of distribution. And frankly, every day, 5 to 10 new accounts are being, and that sounds small, but honestly, that virality that's happening without us, you know, other than talking about it a little bit organically in some of our different channels, is it's just great to see. I think we've really, bringing some to the table.
Well, yeah. You're definitely, and when I met you first, when you came on my show and you talked about it at first, I said, wow. Now, mm-hmm. You know, I said, and I always said the big gold mine is going to be the teachers, because yeah. Teachers put it in, this is definitely a great software for education. That's the big thing that you see ed tech companies, and we're going to mention that in a second, and how, a lot of education software for kids is not fun. It's not interesting, and it really is boring.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think we've got a couple of things going for us, which is why I think we're going to have, you know, a big year. I think we're going to see a lot of teachers get on board here before the end of the year. I think they'll end up recommending it to parents to use over the summer. And then I think we'll really get going in the fall semester. But yes, one of the things, it being a mobile game, you're right. You know, this is something that kids love, mobile games. That's not ending anytime soon. Two, you know, sort of more curriculum aligned. So it's really something useful for the teachers. It's engaging these kids. It's an extraordinarily effective teaching method because it's based on comprehensible input. So these kids are having fun and they're learning a new language at the same time. That's really exciting. The other thing I think that we really have going for us is the fact that we are focused on this pre-K through elementary school segment. And that's why you're getting the reaction you're doing from these educators, administrators, like, wow, because that particular sector, that segment, that market segment has just kind of been, you know, left behind in the quote unquote ed tech revolution. And so now we're bringing them something fun, engaging, easy to use, easy to adopt. And it's working.
No. And that's the thing. But see, when you have something that easy, imagine when you do a full marketing blitz, which is coming soon. Imagine that and how busy you're going to be. And then you'll be ready to, okay, it's time now to go teach kids English, right? Oh, yeah. And then we'll go to other, and then who knows what's next in the process. And I think for people that are watching this live, because kind of explain Fabulingua to them, because I mean, we all think, hey, they're just catching up with our reels and shorts and what we're putting out on Twitter and also on LinkedIn, but kind of educate people on what Fabulingua is.
Yeah, well, Fabulingua is a is the first mobile game to teach children languages effectively. It's a story-based mobile game. In other words, we teach through through children working through the different stories that we have, but it's set in the world of Fabulingua. And so a child sort of chooses its avatar and its profile and starts, you know, in a location of the island where sort of the beginners start and work their way from location to location to location, essentially unlocking new locations and exploring these locations. And within every location, there's there's several stories which are relevant to that particular level of language learning. And we use these stories. We have a proprietary method called sort of the magical translations method, which actually allows these children to learn a new language by reading these stories in that particular target language. And what we do is we provide them with a little bit of support by weaving in sort of a translation for the first time. And then they do the stories multiple times where really they're only exposed to the target language, in this case, you know, Spanish content and the Spanish sort of pronunciation. And so they're hearing native pronunciation. We've got features which allow the child to practice their pronunciation. So they're speaking and they're mimicking the narrator to practice those muscles that you need to be able to speak natively. And children are learning to speak Spanish with a native pronunciation. So it's super exciting. The kids, when they finish a story or they finish a mini game, you know, they earn keys, which open chests, and inside the chests, they've got stickers and cards and things that they collect. So, you know, there's daily streaks, there's cool things like building in a sticker book. So there's a lot of fun stuff for the kids.
And then that's it. It's the gaming part. The kids are used to this. They see it on TikTok. They see it on specific things. You get rewarded for playing this game. It's not like, you know, they really see it as a game more than learning, right?
Yeah. And what's critical is that we provide not only like extrinsic motivation, which is like, oh, I want to earn these keys and rewards, that's why I'm doing it, but also we provide intrinsic motivation. So when a kid finishes a story, we're like, hey, you just read a whole Spanish story. You just learned this many words. You just, you know, way to go. Like, you're now moving up to the next level, and your Spanish is moving up to the next level. So they feel empowered and sort of they're aligned and incentivized to sort of learn as well as, you know, get the game rewards.
No, I think every kid between certain ages, and the ages you recommend for Fabulingua are?
Anywhere from sort of 2 to 3 up to 10, 11. So pre-K through elementary school. And yes, right now we're our sort of call it our first product is teaching Spanish to English speakers. We'll quickly follow that on teaching English to Spanish speakers. And really we see, you know, the United States as kind of our, you know, test case for the rest of the world, because we want to roll out Fabulingua in Latin America, teaching English, in Asia, teaching English. And we believe that there's a really big sort of opportunity to make a big impact for these youngest kids who have the opportunity, who can develop near native pronunciation, and their brains are actively wiring to new language input. So they just learn faster.
And it's fun. Why do kids love Fabulingua? What's the reason?
Because it doesn't feel like homework. It feels like a game. It feels like fun. They want to do it. They want to come back and they want to see what they can, how far they can progress. They want to see what they can achieve. They like to have fun. Yeah, absolutely.
That's why kids love it. And that's the key thing. But I think also, it's not easy to learn another language, okay? Yeah. And what Leslie has developed is a game changer through reading and understanding this and seeing exactly her proprietary is able to figure out how kids learn how to learn another language. And it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like stress. It doesn't feel like the flashcards of the world. All those different things that makes it so much easier. And kids that might not be able to learn a second language now are capable because of what the way they're instructed. That's
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, yeah, people that are neurodivergent or, you know, have challenges learning certain ways, I've found that our story-based learning method is actually really appealing. In fact, I was just speaking to a parent the other day, and that's why she's fallen in love with Fabulingua, because the way in which we teach through stories, the way that it makes it sort of fun, and it doesn't feel like learning, right? It feels like playing, is particularly adept at teaching her child. So that's great to hear. And I hear that, you know, I've heard that several times. I think, you know, ultimately why teachers love to introduce this in a classroom is because, you know, they've been teaching the sort of a traditional way, which is a lot of memorization. It's a lot of grammar rules, and that can become stale over time. And so you don't get that kind of excited, engaged reaction from kids. When they introduce Fabulingua as a tool, a resource, a game to play in class, all of a sudden, you know, these kids' eyes go, wow, this is Spanish. This is how we're learning Spanish. So, you know, oftentimes we hear teachers saying, you know, one of the problems is that the kids only want to do Fabulingua in class all the time because it's so fun. So that's a good problem to have.
But what Leslie said is they pretty much can learn Spanish by doing Fabulingua.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's something, I guess, that's the hush, right? They can learn Spanish straight by using Fabulingua. And I think that's why it's worked so well at the homeschool environment. Now it's working in the teacher environment. And kids, when they're in the classroom, saying, guess what? Go on your iPad. You don't have to be instructed. You go and focus on a game and learn how to do it. They all jump. You know, think about the computer lab. All the kids that can't wait to go to computers back in the day. And even it was doing educational stuff and math, but oh, we're going to computers. It felt so relaxing for them. I think it's changing the way education should be taught.
Yes.
Through gaming.
Absolutely. I think we're learning so much about how how learning through play is so effective, particularly in this age group. So we're absolutely leaning in to those principles. And from a kid's perspective, it's just a completely different experience. And frankly, from an educator's perspective, they're finding it to be a more effective way for kids to learn.
And the big thing is, you guys, again, are now ranked top 200 most promising ed tech startups from North America, according to Holland IQ 200, right?
Yeah, that was great. I saw that earlier this week. They included us in their most promising ed tech companies in North America, in sort of the language category, which is really cool. I was not aware of this particular award until we were given it. So it's exciting to be noticed. And I think that, you know, we're now going from what has been an R&D product development phase, where we took a lot of time and energy really understanding how to build our method and to build it for the kids and to make it as engaging and fun as possible. And we feel like we're at a point now where we're going to be focusing on spreading the word. So essentially commercialization. We're going to, you know, spend more time focusing on marketing and outreach and letting the rest of the world know about, you know, Fabulingua as an opportunity for their kids to effectively learn a language.
And it's key. And then that's going to more workshop, going to more events with teachers and really showing this product off. Best place to go, fabulingua.com right now, or go to the App Store or Google Play and download Fabulingua today. Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you. And if you're a teacher, go to fabulingua.com/teacher and sign up for our free teacher dashboard so you can get it in the hands of the kids in your class. It's really powerful. Thank you, Neil.
You're welcome, Mark. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.